الحمد لله الذي هدانا لدين الإسلام وجعلنا من المسلمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد إمام المحسنين والمتقين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد وصلنا بفضل الله جل وعلا إلى الآية رقم 60 أو 60 على حسب ما هو أصح في اللغة العربية، التي لست أنا بأعلم الناس بها. نسأل الله يرزقنا الفقه في جميع شؤون الدين الإسلامي. We are adverse after praising Allah and sending the peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have actually reached verse number 60. And we are about to enter into the event or the that took place in the past between Musa alayhi salam. Thank you. Between Musa and Al-Khadr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. Can someone kindly read in English the first from verses 60 to verses, I believe, 64. Yalla, please. With a loud voice. You lost the surah? I'm sorry, can you repeat, please? Repeat.
And remember, when Musa said to his boy servant, I will not give up until I reach the junction of the bushes or a bump of passes. Verse 61. But when they reached the junction of the bushes, they forgot their peace and it took its way into the sea as in a famine. Verse 62. So when they passed from their home, Musa said to his boy servant, bring us our morning meal, truly we can suffer Nasaba in this our journey.
Okay.
Is it okay?
No, that's fine for now. We will begin the sirah, then we'll read, inshallah. يقول الشيخ ابن السعدي رحمه الله تعالى: يخبر تعالى عن نبيه موسى عليه السلام وشدة رغبته في الخير وطلب العلم، أنه قال لفتاه، أي خادمه الذي يلازمه في حضره وسفره، وهو يوشع بن نون الذي نبأه الله بعد ذلك: لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين، أي لا أزال مسافرا وإن طالت علي الشقة ولحقتني المشقة حتى أصل إلى مجمع البحرين، وهو المكان الذي أوحي إليه أنك ستجد فيه عبدا من عباد الله العالمين عنده من العلم ما ليس عندك. الله أكبر. Allah عز وجل tells us about his prophet Musa, may the peace of Allah be upon him, and his extreme keenness and desire in seeking knowledge. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. And his extreme keenness and desire in seeking knowledge and seeking goodness. That he told this boy, and the Shaykh said this boy is his servant who used to be with him, always with him, whether they were traveling or whether they were just residents. And that boy, his name is Yusha bin Nun. That boy's name is Yusha bin Nun, whom the Shaykh says that Allah Azza wa Jal made him a prophet afterwards. Yusha bin Nun became a prophet afterwards, according to the opinion of the Shaykh, because he said, الَّذِي نَبَّأَهُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, the one whom Allah gave the nubuwa afterwards. Meaning at that time, while he was still under Musa's care, he wasn't a prophet yet. But he became a prophet. And of course it is normal that you're not born as a prophet. Not everyone is born as a prophet. Some were born as prophets. Like who?
Isa.
Isa. The first thing he said, إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. First thing he ever said when he was born, I am the slave of Allah. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received his revelation at the age of 40. ممتاز. المهم أن موسى عليه السلام قال, I will remain traveling even if the distance will be extremely far and even if difficulty comes upon me until I make it to the junction of the oceans or the two seas. He said, and if this is the place where Allah had revealed to him that you will find over there a servant among the servants of Allah who was extremely knowledgeable. Actually, he had more knowledge than Musa alayhi salam. And that's very unique, because usually the people with the most knowledge are the prophets and the messengers. These are the people educating the people. These are the people receiving revelation from Allah. So there's no one that someone has more knowledge than they do by default. Here's an exception to this particular rule, which the fact that there was a person who was more knowledgeable than Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, of course, wanted to be the closest to Allah and wanted to be the one whom Allah would be the most pleased with the most. So when he realized that there is someone who is more knowledgeable than him, he wanted to go and learn from him. He wanted to go and learn from him. So he told his boy, look man, I'm going to be traveling. I don't care how long it will take. I don't care how difficult it is going to be. I will not stop until I make it to this particular place where this knowledgeable man is. أو أمضي حقبة أي مسافة طويلة. والمعنى أن الشوق والرغبة حمل موسى أن قال لفتاه هذه المقالة وهذا عزم منه جازم فلذلك أمضاه. The Shaykh said, regarding the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, أو أمضي حقبة, meaning or I will travel a long distance. And what is intended is that the desire and the extreme the desire that Musa had made him tell his boy this particular statement. He said, and this is something that he had firmly believed in his heart. This is why he went ahead and actually did it. And he didn't only say it, but he actually did it. Because we will find that Musa alayhi salam, on other occasions, he said something, but he wasn't able to do it. Right? You will see. When he told them, ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا, he told Musa, told the knowledgeable man, you will find me inshallah patient. But then he wind up telling him, why did you do that? But we will see the wisdom behind it and why the prophet would do that, because يعني, we'll see, this is an interesting story, there's many benefits in it بإذن الله. المهم فلما بلغ هو وفتاه مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما وكان معهما حوت يتزودان منه ويأكلان وقد وعد أنه متى فقد الحوت فثم ذلك العبد الذي قصدته فاتخذ ذلك الحوت سبيلا أي طريقه في البحر سربا وهذا من الآيات. قال المفسرون إن ذلك الحوت الذي كان يتزودان منه لما وصلا إلى ذلك المكان أصابه بلل البحر فانسرب بإذن الله في البحر وصار مع حيواناته حيا. The Shaykh رحمه الله said, so when they reached that junction of the two oceans, him and his boy, the slave boy, servant boy, they had a hoot. Hoot is usually a whale. But perhaps it is intended he is a fish. Like if it's whatever, how did they translate it in the book? Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Fish.
Hoot is a kind of fish which is a whale. But here, it's intended just a fish without the details. Nonetheless, they had this fish that they were eating from. Now, focus with me, ya shabab. They had this fish that they were using as their sustenance, and they were eating from it. And Musa was promised that once you lose it, then you will find that particular servant that you're looking for, which is that knowledgeable man. So then all of a sudden, the fish that they had went in the ocean. The Shaykh said, the Mufassirun, those who interpret the Quran, they said that this particular fish that they were eating from Once they reach that location where they're supposed to meet the servant, the righteous servant, some water came on that fish. It was exposed to some water. It became damp. It became wet. Upon that, it jumped into the ocean and it became an actual fish and swam away. Wallahu a'lam. It was dead and they were eating from it. Then some water came on it, then it went back to being a live fish. It jumped in the water and ma'a salam. It went away. Wallahu a'lam. Al-muhim. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَ مُوسَى وَفَتَاهُ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا أي لقد تعبنا من هذا السفر المجاوز فقط وإلا فالسفر الطويل الذي وصل به إلى مجمع البحرين لم يجدا مس التعب فيه وهذا مس التعب فيه وهذا من الآيات والعلامات الدالة لموسى على وجود مطلبه وأيضا فإن الشوق المتعلق بالوصول إلى ذلك المكان سهل لهما الطريق فلما تجاوزا غايتهما وجدا مس التعب فلما قال موسى لفتاه هذه المقالة قال له فتاه أرأيت إذا وين إلى الصخرة فأني نسيت الحوت. The Shaykh said rahimahullah, when Musa and his boy passed the junction of the oceans, the two seas that they were supposed to get to, Musa told his boy, give us our lunch. Verily we have suffered. We are tired of this particular travel. Now the Shaykh said, they only started feeling tired after they reached the place where they're supposed to be the servant. Okay. So let's say they traveled a million kilometers. All of this, no problem. And their location is here. As soon as they passed it, shortly after they passed it, then they started feeling tired. Although the whole time before, they did not feel tired. And he said, this is from the signs and the indications. So Musa will know that he has reached his point. This is how Musa will recognize that he has reached the point where he will meet the servant, where he will suddenly feel tired. Otherwise, this whole distance that they traveled before is more deserving of them being tired. But he didn't feel anything because of the desire they had for reaching there. It made them forget about the tiredness that comes along with the travel. Na'am. So, but as soon as they passed the location, they started feeling tired. Upon this, Musa told his boy to give them the lunch. Then his boy responded to him, أَرَأَيْتَ إِذَا وَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَأَنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ أَيْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ حِينَ أَوَانَ اللَّيْلِ إِلَى تِلْكَ الصَّخْرَةِ الْمَعْرُوفَ بَيْنَهُمَا فَأَنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ لِأَنَّهُ السَّبَبُ فِي ذَلِكَ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا أي لما انسرب في البحر ودخل فيه كان ذلك من العجائب. Then the boy told him, see, when we went to this particular rock, then I have barely forgot our fish over there. And he said, when they went to sleep during the night, there was a rock which they both recognized. That's why he said, لما أوينا إلى الصخرة, they know which صخرة, which stone or which rock that they are speaking about. He said, barely I have forgotten the fish. And no one made me forget it except the shaitan, because he's the reason behind that. Then they took their path in the ocean, ajaba, in a state of amazement. Meaning, when the fish went into the ocean, and it went back, and became a swimming live creature, they thought that this is min al-ajib, min al-ajaib. They thought this was something amazing. قال المفسرون كان ذلك المسلك للحوت سربا ولموسى وفتاه عجبا فلما قال له الفتى هذا القول وكان عند موسى وعدا من الله أنه إذا فقد الحوت وجد الخضر فقال موسى. The Shaykh said, the Mufassirun say that this passage of that particular fish in the ocean was saraba, and for Musa and his boy it was a state of ajaba, meaning being amazed. And so when the boy told this to Musa, Musa had knowledge already. Allah had given him knowledge that once this happens, once you lose your whale or your fish, then you will find Al-Khadr. His name is Al-Khadr. This is the man who Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in the search for. فَقَالَ مُوسَى ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ. Yeah. قال أرأيت إذا أوينا إلى الصخرة فأني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. Somebody read please from verse 63 to like around 66. Abdul Aziz with a loud voice please.
63?
Yes, where we stopped last time.
Shitu.
He replied, "Sawest thou what happened when we betook ourselves to the rock? I did indeed forget about the fish, none but Satan made me forget to tell you about it. It took its course through the sea in a marvelous way." Moses said, "That was what we were seeking after." So they went back on their footsteps back in the path they had come.
Mm.
So they found one of our servants on whom we had bestowed mercy from ourselves and whom we had told knowledge from our own presence. Moses said to him, "May I part day on the footing that thou teach me something of the higher truth which thou hast been taught." The other said, "Verily, thou wilt not be able to have patience with me, for how canst thou have patience about things which we are beyond your knowledge?"
Okay, barakallahu fiqh. Now, so Musa alayhi salam, this is what we've been waiting for, this is what we've been seeking, this is what we've been wanting. فَرْتَدَّى سُوْ رَجِعَى أَيْ رَجِعَى قَالَ الشَّيْخ أَيْ نَطْلِبُ فَرْتَدَّى أَيْ رَجِعَى أَوْ رَجِعَى عَلَى آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَ أَيْ رَجِعَى يَقُصَّانِ أَثَرَهُمَا الَّذِي نَسِيَا فِيهِ الحوت. فلما وصلا إليه وجدا عبدا من عبادنا وهو الخضر وكان عبدا صالحا لا نبيا على الصحيح. So then they backtracked to their place and to the place where they lost the fish. Then once they made it there, they found a servant from among the servants of Allah. His name was Al-Khidr. Now the Shaykh said that he was a righteous servant and not a prophet, according to the more correct opinion. He was a righteous servant and not a prophet, according to the Shaykh, and to him, ala sahih, meaning ala al-madhhab al-asah, according to the more correct opinion that Al-Khidr was not a prophet. He was just a righteous man. Ataynahu rahmatan min indina. We have given him mercy from ourselves. Ay, أعطاه الله رحمة خاصة بها زاد علمه وحسن عمله بها زاد علمه وحسن عمله وعلمناه من لدنا أي من عندنا علما وكان قد أعطي من العلم ما لم يعط موسى. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him a special kind of mercy in which by that mercy his knowledge increased and his action was rectified and was correct. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had taught him from himself ilman. And the Shaykh said, and he was given knowledge more than that which Moses had been given. Now, notice now, this is very important. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَعْلَمُ مِنْهُ بِأَكْثَرِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَخُصُوصًا فِي الْعُلُومِ الْإِيمَانِيَّةِ وَالْأُصُولِيَّةِ لأنه من أولي العزم من المرسلين الذين فضلهم الله على سائر الخلق بالعلم والعمل وغير ذلك. فلما اجتمع به موسى قال له على وجه الأدب والمشاورة والإخبار عن مطلبه هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. The Shaykh said, this brother was given more knowledge than Moses in some things. Although Moses was more knowledgeable than him in most of the other things. So that brother was given more knowledge in some area. But overall, Musa alayhi salam was more knowledgeable than him in many things, particularly things dealing with faith, iman, and things dealing with the principles. Why? Because he is among the strong, from the strong mighty messengers, ulil azm, those who were given the strong ability and patience to carry the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who are the five messengers of Ulul Azm?
Nuh, Ibrahim alayhi salam,
Dawood,
Musa, Isa,
hey.
And Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'am, they were mentioned twice in the Quran, in that all together. Nuh, wa Ibrahim, wa Isa, wa Musa, wa Isa, wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are Ulul Azm. These are the strong messengers. Yani there are plenty of messengers, but Ulul Azm, they had the endurance and the patience and the strength to carry on the message more than other prophets and messengers. Na'am. So the Shaykh is saying that the Prophet Musa and the Messenger Musa alayhi salam was more knowledgeable than him in pertaining to affairs of Iman and the principles of the Deen. Because he's among those of the five strong messengers whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has favored over the rest of the creation in terms of knowledge and action and others and other things. So anyways, when Musa met with this particular brother, we are on verse number 64 or 65, Abdul Hadi. No problem, Habibi. When the Prophet, when Musa alayhi salam met with him, finally they met. There was the meeting. He told him, now listen, now here we learn the etiquettes of seeking knowledge. And this is something very important for us to implement, because I've noticed, honestly, in the lectures that we deliver, whether when I say we, I mean myself, Dr. Yahya or others, I notice that sometimes the audience is not really acting according to the adab and the etiquettes of seeking knowledge, particularly in lectures and talks and what have you. We will see some of the adab in this particular story between Musa, which is a messenger of Allah, and how when he wanted to seek knowledge, he had to go down. He had to humble himself. You cannot be seeking knowledge from the top. And this is something that the scholars have discussed on various occasions. And you don't interrupt and you don't speak on behalf of the speaker and you don't complete his sentences and other things that happen sometimes which are not from the adab really, but you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings sometimes and say anything. But hopefully, inshallah, this will be the grounds of learning, so we will implement during the other occasions. Al-Muhim, Musa told him in adab, in conduct, good conduct, in a good character, and in not only that, he didn't command him, rather he was consulting him. Right? He could tell him, look man, I'm the messenger of Allah. You better teach me what you have. You cannot have more knowledge than me. I'm the messenger of Allah. I was sent to the Jews. Who are you? You're not even a prophet. Tell me what Allah taught you. He could say that. But this is the messenger of Allah telling him, do you allow me to hang out with you, consulting him, subhanAllah. هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ أي هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمك الله؟ ما به أسترشد وأهتدي وأعرف به الحق في تلك القضايا؟ وكان الخضر قد أعطاه الله من الإلهام والكرامة ما به يحصل له الاطلاع على بواطن كثير من الأشياء التي قضيت حتى على موسى عليه السلام. فقال الخضر لموسى لا أمتنع من ذلك. So Musa told him, do you allow me to follow you so I could learn from that which Allah has taught you? Meaning, I will use it for it to become, for me to have better guidance and more knowledge, and I will know the truth pertaining to these affairs that you will be undertaking. And the Shaykh said, Al-Khidr, Allah Azza wa Jalla had given him knowledge, Yarhamukallah. Allah had given him knowledge and inspiration to know the bawatir of the things, to know the inside of the things, the outcome of the things that even Musa alayhi salam did not know about. So Al-Khidr told Musa, لا أمتنع من ذلك, I don't have a problem, no problem with that. ولكنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا, أي لا تقدر على اتباعي وملازمتي لأنك ترى ما لا تقدر على الصبر عليه. But Al-Khidr told him, yes, but you will not be able to be patient. You cannot have patience. And the Shaykh said, because you will not, the Shaykh said, this is intended, what is intended, you will not be able to accompany me and remain with me. Because you will be seeing things that you will have no patience in accepting. You will have no patience because you will see things that will appear to be evil. But in essence, they are not. من الأمور التي ظاهرها المنكر وباطنها غير ذلك. From things that outwardly they seem to be evil, but inwardly it's a whole other story. ولهذا قال وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرة. How shall you be patient regarding that which you have no knowledge, no experience about? أي كيف تصبر على أمر ما أحط بباطنه وظاهره وعلمت المقصود منه ومآله. So the Sheikh's basically saying the interpretation of that particular verse is, how are you going to be patient regarding an affair which you don't know what the outside of it is, neither do you know about the inside. And you don't know it outwardly or inwardly. And you don't know the outcome of it and what is intended. And you don't know what it will, how it will wind up. And you are totally not knowing about the things that I'm going to be doing. How in the world are you going to be patient? It's almost impossible. فقال موسى ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. You will find me إن شاء الله patient, and I will not disobey you in not even one command. Now let me read actually this so you can read in English. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. Read يا شيخ رشيد بارك الله فيك. From قال ستجدني, he said you will find me إن شاء الله patient.
Yes.
64, 65, something like that.
69.
I'm sorry.
68. And how can you have patience about the thing which you know not?
Yes.
Musa said, if Allah wills, you will find me patient, and I will not disobey you in aught. He of Sinai said, then, if you follow me, ask me not about anything till I myself mention it to you. So they both proceeded till when they embarked the ship. He of Khidr chuckled me.
That's it. Does the verse continue?
Yeah.
Okay, continue, Barakallahu Fik.
Musa says, have you chuckled me in order to drown the speaker? Surely you have committed a big thing in law.
جزاك الله خيرا. قال أقرتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. حسنا, إذن this story is going to be amazing. You brothers wait till you see what the Shaykh is going to deduce from benefits. It's going to puzzle your brain. You will see what I'm saying. Anyways, I wanted to mention something interesting here, is that they say two people said the same statement in the Quran. ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا. Who are they? Musa and
translated in English.
You will find me إن شاء الله patient.
Ibrahim عليه السلام.
أحسن. إسماعيل. When his father told them, إني رأيت أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. لا, فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. إبراهيم told his son, oh my son, I have seen a vision that I will be slaughtering you. He said, oh my father, do that which you are commanded. You will find me إن شاء الله among the patient. So the scholars say, if you say to someone, you will find me patient, they will tell you, which patient, the patient of Musa or the patient of Ismail? Because they both said that you will find me patient, but Ismail actually, he was patient until his father was about to cut his neck off. And then Allah revealed to him, قال يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا. Oh Ibrahim, you have made the vision true. And he, Allah, يعني, alhamdulillah, gave him a sheep to slaughter in return, and Ismail was saved. But Musa said, he will find me patient, but we will find that he was unable to do so. So there's both said it, one was able to stick through it and the other one was not. And that doesn't belittle Musa the least bit. This is among the mighty messengers of Allah. But because he was jealous for the deen of Allah. That when you see someone doing something evil, this is a quality of enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. And so this, يعني, he is not blamed in this sense. Because this is something that Allah has instilled in his heart. If you see someone doing something evil, and يعني, you will think you want to stop them. But Khidr had something that Allah had given him. So we will see how the story develops inshaAllah. Nonetheless, فقال موسى ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. You will find me إن شاء الله. If Allah willing, you will find me patient and I will not disobey you in any command. وهذا عزم منه قبل أن يوجد الشيء الممتحن به.
والعزم شيء ووجود الصبر شيء آخر. فلذلك ما صبر موسى عليه السلام حين وقع الأمر. The Sheikh said, this is only a strong desire that Musa had before the actual event took place. He said, and wanting to do something is one thing, and the actual patience during that time is a whole other thing. They're two different things. He said, that's why Musa was not patient when the actual event took place. فحينئذ قال له الخضر فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرى. أي لا تبتدئني بسؤال منك وإنكار حتى أكون أنا الذي أخبرك بحاله في الوقت الذي ينبغي إخبارك به. فنهاه عن سؤاله ووعده أن يوقفه على حقيقة الأمر. Now notice this. الخضر told him, do not begin by questioning me or تنكر علي, يعني to forbid the evil or point out the evil or say why have you done that, reprimand me. There you go, inkar here is reprimand. Do not question me nor reprimand me until I am the one who tells you about the affair. I will tell you during the time that I want to tell you, not during your time. So he forbade him from questioning him. Second of all, he promised him that he will give him the answers for what he is doing. So all Musa had to do was wait a matter of time. He said, don't ask me when you see me do something why you did that. Don't reprimand me for doing it. But if you don't do that, I will tell you eventually why I did such and such. طيب. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. أي اطلع الخضر منها لوحا وكان له مقصود في ذلك سيبينه. فلم يصبر موسى عليه السلام لأن ظاهره أنه منكر, لأنه عيب للسفينة وسبب لغرق أهلها. ولهذا قال موسى أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا, أي عظيما شنيعا. وهذا من عدم صبري عليه السلام. So when they took off, they rode in the they got on the ship, they boarded the ship. So then Musa, the Sheikh said that Al-Khidr, now you know the ship, the ground of the ship has the wooden things, right? So Al-Khidr came and took one out. So now water can get to the actual inside of the ship. You have to remember, this is old school. Okay, this is not some metal ship yani made out of steel or something. This is all wood. So he came and took a piece of wood from the middle of the ship. So the water started leaking, which means it's going to drown. And he had a reason for doing that, that he will tell us about it later. But anyways, Musa alayhi salam was not able to be patient. And because apparently this seems to be something evil. What do you, I mean, imagine this. Let's give you an example so you will just realize what's going on. You get with a limousine, you ride in the limousine, and then, you know, while he's driving, you open the window a little bit, you break it, and you just keep moving. Now you have somebody with you in the car say, hey man, what you doing man? Why did you break the window of the limousine? He's going to make you pay for it. Something along these lines. But assuming that this person knows that if this window remains in its place, something was going to happen that was going to cause his death. Assuming that Allah is, of course this doesn't happen now, but Allah gave this person knowledge that if this window remains, it's going to be the reason for your death. So he knew something that the other person in the back, his friend, doesn't know. He's in the window, bow, he broke it. So anyone with him will say, you crazy man, you just broke the window for the limousine. He knows something that the other people don't know. It's difficult to be patient. Just sit there and watch him break the window and say, okay, this is cool, you know, I wonder why he did that for. So, because apparently it seems to be evil. So this is what happened with Musa. They got on a ship, and instead of, you know, being thankful to the people who allowed him to ride in, he grabbed the thing, took it out, water started coming in. Man, you're going to drown everybody over here, man. What you doing? So Musa alayhi salam reprimanded him. He said, you did this to drown the people in it? You have brought something ugly, man. Something humongous and extremely evil. He says, and this is from the lack of patience of Musa alayhi salam. فقال الخضر ألم أقول لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. Khidr told him, did I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient with me? Somebody, let me read in Arabic and somebody will continue in English inshallah. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا لا 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 لا, لا. إيه نعم هنا لا عفوا قال لا تؤخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. Someone kindly read verses 72 up till 76. 72 to 76. Abdul Hadi.
King Peter said, did it not tell you that you would not be able to have peace with me? Musa alayhi salam said, call me not to account for what I forgot, and be not hard on me for my affairs with you. Then they both proceeded, tell the men the boy, and King Peter killed him. Musa alayhi salam said, have you killed an innocent person? For an innocent person who has killed none, verily you have committed a thing, no harm, or a great munkar, prohibited evil, dreadful thing. Kedah said, did not tell you that you cannot have no patience with me. Musa Salam said, if I ask you anything about this, keep me not in your company.
MashaAllah.
You have received an excuse from me.
Na'am. That's it, Habibi. Jazakallah khairan. Check this out, ma'am. Tayyip. So, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعْيَ صَبْرًا أي فوقع كما أخبرتك وكان هذا من موسى نسيانا. So the Khadr told him, didn't I not tell you that you would not be able to be patient with me? So he told that, so whatever the Khadr predicted, actually happened. But the Sheikh said, but this first time it was actually out of forgetfulness from Musa. He didn't do it intentionally. Meaning at that time he did not remember the promise that he gave him that he will not ask him, and then he disobeyed. Rather, the first time it was out of forgetfulness. He forgot the covenant because khalas, they went on with this trip and his mind is already trying to learn. So when the event took place, he automatically reacted. And the reason why we say that, because Musa said, لا تؤخذني بما نسيت, do not hold me accountable for what I forgot. And we know that, is it possible that a prophet or a messenger would lie? No way, Jose. If Musa told him that I forgot, meaning he forgot. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? This is dangerous. We ain't some Christians who think that prophets and messengers are some corrupt people who fornicate and lie and steal and do crazy stuff as they find it in the Bible. We know how we hold the prophets and the messengers and how we honor them and respect them. So if Musa told them, لا تؤخذني بما نسيت, do not hold me accountable for what I forgot, meaning he forgot. The first time, he didn't forget every time, but he forgot the first time. أي لا تعسر علي الأمر واسمح لي فإن ذلك وقع على وجه النسيان فلا تؤخذني في أول مرة. فجمع بين الإقرار به والعذر منه وأنه ما ينبغي لك أيها الخضر الشد على صاحبك فسمح عنه الخضر. So Musa told them, do not make things difficult for me and pardon me because this only happened because of out of forgetfulness. So do not hold me accountable the first time. So he brought a relation between confessing and then apologizing. He confessed, then he apologized. And basically telling the Khadr, it's not befitting for you to be so harsh with your friend, with your companion. And from the first time you're going to kick me out, I forgot, yes, yes. فَسَمَحَ عَنْهُ الْخَضْرِ. So the Khadr, may Allah be pleased with him, he forgave him. He pardoned him. You all understand what's going on? If somebody has a problem, let me know. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما أي صغيرا فقتله الخضر فاشتد بموسى الغضب وأخذته الحمية الدينية حين قتل غلاما صغيرا لم يذنب قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا وأي نكر مثل قتل الصغير الذي ليس عليه ذنب ولم يقتل أحدا وكانت الأولى من موسى نسيانا وهذه غير نسيان ولكن عدم صبر فقال له الخضر معاتبا ومذاكرا ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. So then when they took off again, Musa seen a young boy So he killed him. So Musa became extremely outraged and angry, and the jealousy for the religion overtook him. And he took, because he killed a young boy who never committed any sin, he told them, "You kill an innocent soul and without any guilt, that's all." Because of course we know in the hudud, al-qisas, that if you kill someone, you will be killed. This boy didn't do nothing. What is his? He didn't fornicate. For you to, let's say he was married and he fornicated, then Islamically you stone him to death. Even actually in the Bible, you stone him to death. He didn't do anything that entails him receiving this particular punishment. He's a young boy, ghulam. Ghulam is a young boy. He said, you have done something outrageously evil. This is crazy. And what is more evil than killing a young boy who didn't commit any sin and didn't kill anyone? He said, the Shaykh said, the first one was out of forgetfulness from Musa, this one was not. This one, this particular statement from Musa, he didn't, the first time he forgot. This time he knew that he was not supposed to ask, and he was not supposed to reprimand him. But he was unable to be patient. This was lack of patience. And Khidr told him, mu'atiban, reprimanding him and reminding him again, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. Didn't I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient with me? Now I wanted to point something out for you. I want you to notice the eloquence of the Quran and the small variations that affect the meaning that we would usually not pay attention to. If you read verses, here you are. Verses 71 and verses 75. Read 71 and 75. Look what it says in 71. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. And 75, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. What's the difference between the two, ya shabab? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. And in 75, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. What's the difference?
No.
I don't know whether they mentioned it in English. Look in Arabic. They are identical sentences except for one word. What's that one word?
Dhikra.
No. There's no dhikra. In 72 it says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. In 75 it says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. Ya shabab. Oh, you don't have a book. Ya akhwan, wallah, I'm going to be sad. لَكَ. Look at the word لَكَ in 75. In 72, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ. In 75, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ. You see the difference? One has لَكَ. No, إِنَّكَ is the same. لَكَ. لَكَ is in 75, but it's not in 72. In 72, look at one count.
قَالَ.
أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ. That's 72. 75, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ.
لَكَ.
Now notice.
No.
The second one, why? The first time, it was still easy. So he told him, didn't I tell you that you will not be, look, didn't I not say that you will not be able to be patient with me? Khidr was cool, okay. He was still cool the first time. The second time, his language became more severe. Did I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient with me? Notice the slight difference, but this means something in the language. The first one, did I not say that you will not be able to be patient with me? The second time, did I not tell you? Notice? So the first one, there's no laka. And the second one, there's laka. Laka meaning to you. Laka means to you. No, here it's an indication that Khidr was also, yani he was more strong in his speech. The first time he was soft, Didn't I not say, like for example, something happens in the class, okay? And you come late. I tell you don't come late and you come late. So I say, didn't I say that, you shouldn't come late? Let's say Abdul Hadi walked in late. And I just make a general statement. Didn't I not say that you brothers should not be late? This is one way. I'm hinting, but it's soft. Second time he comes, first time I'm easy with him. Second time he comes late, as soon as he comes in, did I not tell you that not to come late anymore? Notice the difference? The first time is just broad. Did I not say that don't come late? This is how Fadl spoke the first time. Did I not say that you will not be patient? The second time, did I not tell you that you will not be able to be patient? I just wanted you to see that even leka in the Quran, that addition in the second verse versus the first one, there's a meaning and there's an indication and there's benefits behind it. It is not to be taken merely as just an other word. Yes, because now he's mad. Because the first time he forgot, tayyib, no problem. Second time, Shaykh, we agreed from the beginning, if you're going to come with me, I told you first you cannot be patient. Then I told you no problem, if you come with me, don't say nothing. Don't ask me nothing, I will tell you. Musa seemed keen the first time he did it, second time, now Khidr also got on his case. Did I not tell you that you cannot be patient? Anyways, this I just wanted to point that out. I heard it from Sheikh way back. It's not here, it's not in the book, but I heard it from another Sheikh in the past. So I thought it was very interesting. When we read, me and you, we will never pay attention to this. To us it's all the same, say, oh mashallah, it's nice. The mashayikh, man, the mufassirin are the ones who pay attention to these little details and they derive a lot of things from them. We will see other examples of that, inshallah, jalla wa'ala fi ula. Hasanan idhan. Aina nahnu? Aywa. Qala lahu Musa, in sa'altuka an shay'in ba'da hadhihi al-marra fala tusahibni. Ay fa anta ma'dhurun bidhalik. Wa bitarki sahbati. Qad balaghta min ladunni udhra. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. أي أعذرت مني ولم تقصر. So Musa told him, fine, if I ask you about anything after this, then do not keep my company. Meaning you are excused. You will be excused. And you may leave my company. Because you have given me my chance and you did not have any shortcomings. You were patient with me the first time, you were patient with me the second time, khalas, this is the last time. They say in the Arabs, they say thalitha, the third one is the last one. First time, mashihala. Second time, mashihala. Third time, khalas, if I pull the stunt again, you have the right to leave me alone. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to push it anymore. فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأرادوا, where is it here? حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. Someone kindly read verses 76 and 77 and 78 in English. Any volunteer?
Moses said, if ever I ask thee about anything after this, keep me not in thy company, then wouldst thou have received full excuse from my side. Then they proceeded, and then when they came to the inhabitants of the town, they asked him for food, but they refused them hospitality. They found there a wall on the point of pulling down, but he set it up straight. Moses said, if thou hadst wished, surely thou couldst have exacted some recompense for it. He answered, this is departing between me and thee. Now when I tell thee the interpretation of those things over which thou wast unable to hold patience.
Barakallahu feek. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها أي استضافاهم فلم يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض أي قد عاب واستهدم فأقامه الخضر أي بناه وأعاده جديدا. They went to a town and they asked their people to serve them. So they refused to serve them. Yet they found a wall that was on the verge of destruction and falling apart. So Al-Khidr rebuilt it. Al-Khidr rebuilt it. He seen a wall on the verge of falling down. He came and he fixed it up. So Musa told them, had you only taken some money for it, man, we came to these people, asking for some food, they refused to give us food. No problem. If you're going to fix the wall, say, I will fix this wall for 50 riyals or whatever, and then with the 50 riyals we can buy food, since we are in need of eating. Al-Muhim, قال له موسى لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا أي أهل هذه القرية لم يضيفونا مع وجوب ذلك عليهم. The people of this town, they did not host us. They were not they did not show hospitality to us, although it's an obligation upon them. وأنت تبنيه دون إجرة, and you burn and you build it with no money, without any wages, without any income. وأنت تقدر عليها, and you're able to ask for it. فحينئذ لم يفي موسى عليه السلام بما قال واستعذر الخضر منه فقال هذا فراق بيني وبينك. So Musa there was not able to fulfill his promise, and al-Khidr excused himself and he said, this is the separation between me and you. فإنك شرطت على ذلك على نفسك فلم يبقى الآن عذر ولا موضع للصحبة. And now Khidr said, this is the separation between me, because you made it a condition. Who's the one who made a condition upon himself? Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. He's the one who told him before, if I do one more thing like that, خلاص, you have the right to leave me alone. So when he did it, Khidr said, okay man, you did it to yourself. And the Prophet Muhammad said, may Allah have mercy on Prophet Musa. Had he not conditioned himself with the third time, he would have continued and we would have learned more things. But because he put himself in this position, when the third event took place, Khidr told him, مع السلامة. And there's no room for companionship. سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. I will give you and inform you about that which you were unable to be patient about. أي سأخبرك بما أنكرت عليه وأنبئك بأن لي في ذلك من المآرب وما يؤول إليه الأمر. So he told him that I will tell you about that which you reprimanded me for, and I will give you news about that which what outcomes or what things I was seeking behind the actions that I took, and that which the event or that which the affair was all about. And then he will break it down. We will stop inshallah next week باذن الله عز وجل, if Allah gives us the endurance in life, we will deal with the explanation of Al-Khidr رضي الله عنه to Musa of why he did what he did. Why did he drown the people in the ship, and why did he kill the boy, and why did he build the wall? And you will see some wisdom and some benefits beyond our understanding, inshallah azza wa jal, next week. Hadha wallahu ta'ala alam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We are at verse number...
Yeah, brother.
Na'am.
Abdul Qadir is also a prophet, Nabi, or what?
Abdul Qadir?
Yeah.
No, according to the Shaykh, he's not a prophet. He's not a prophet. He's just a righteous servant. The scholars have differed regarding Al-Khidr, whether he's a prophet or not. The Shaykh will prove to us eventually why he's not, inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala alam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك